Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
This is good.
Yeah. I love Sunday breakfast. Christine outdid herself this time.
Darn, we're out of syrup.
More in the refrigerator, Doc.
After that, I got a gallon in the trunk of my car.
I'm off.
Great breakfast, honey.
Oh, thanks.
Huh. Where are you going?
Oh, today I start my laps around the lake. I'm still trying to lose 5 pounds before the wedding.
Can you believe her? Christina said it in the shower, and I'm going to say it again. You look great.
Thank you. But this is not a question of how I look. It's a question of how I feel. See, every woman knows her ideal body weight, and every woman wants to weigh 5 pounds less than that for her wedding.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I have some jogging.
Bye-bye. You know something? I feel sorry for women, and not just for the obvious reasons. It's really kind of sad they can't be more like men.
Amen. What do you mean?
We're more comfortable in our skin than women. Look how women go shopping for shoes. They're always trying to squeeze into a smaller size. Men don't care. Dobber, what size are your feet?
14 triple E. Same as my mom.
There you go. I'm proud of it.
Now my mom, she was always trying to squeeze into a 13.
That's my point. Who is she trying to kid? Christine bought a dress that's a size too small. I say you got to be comfortable with who you are. Who wants more waffles?
Not me.
I'm packed.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, sir, I feel sorry for women.
Gentlemen, I don't have to tell you how important tomorrow's game is. If we're going to hold out any hope at all of going to a bowl game this year, we've got to win them all from here on out. Now, for the next 3 weeks, I'm counting on you giving me 110%.
Times seven guys, that's 770%.
770% over the next 3 weeks for a grand total of what, Daddy?
2,310%.
2,310%. That's the magic number, and that's what we got to have. Because I'll tell you something, that's what they're giving down in Miami. 2,310% apiece. And they got 11 coaches. For a grand total of what, Dom?
25,410%.
That's what they're giving down in Miami. And that's why their number, what is it, Dubber?
One.
Now, looking at it that way, 2,310% doesn't seem like a lot to ask, does it? Well, let's go out there and give that tomorrow then, all right? Good. Hey, Luke, could I see you in my office? I want to talk to you for a second.
And sorry if you don't think I've been giving you 110% because my gums have been hurt.
No. It's not about your gums. Forget about your gums.
I wish I could.
Now, Luther, there's really something important I want to ask you. I mean, it's not easy for me, you know. I'm not a guy who expresses my feelings very well. So.
You got a cup on spit, and these things are really killing me.
Well, when did this gum thing start out?
Oh, it just kicked up last night. I think it's because it's been so humid. I'm sorry, Hayden. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, Ruth, you know, I got this wedding thing coming up, and this is not going to come as a surprise or anything, but I want to make it official. Geez, you have to do that now.
Stop the throbbing. That's all right.
Damn, why did I think this was going to be a moment? Ruth, would you be my damn best man?
Your best man? You mean it?
Well, you're my best friend.
Oh, geez, Hayden. I don't know what to say. I'm overwhelmed. I'm thrilled. A little sick of my stomach, but that's because of the blood I've been swallowing. This makes me happier than anything in the world. I'm thrilled to death.
That's great.
I mean, really, this means the world to me. Hey, this means I get to throw you a bachelor party.
No. I don't want a bachelor party.
Oh, come on, Hayden. It'll be fun. You know me and my parties.
Listen, I didn't ask you to be my best man so you could throw me a party. I just want you standing up there beside me when I I get married to Christine. It's one of the greatest moments of my life.
Well, yeah, I'm going to do that, Hayden. But I want to give you the second greatest moment of your life. But just think about this. Okay, the team room. You, me, Dauber, Howard, the staff, balloons, beer, a magician.
No. I don't want a party. I'm just not a party kind of guy, you know?
Okay, if you don't want to party, you don't want to party. You know, some people are party people, some people are party poopers, you know. I'm a people, you're a pooper.
Well, come on, don't be hurt.
I'm not hurt, you know, I'm just a little disappointed, you know, it would have been fun.
Not for me.
So?
Knowing you're my buddy and having you there standing by my side, that's what counts, not some dumb party. Now, come on, let's go. Now that we have dropped a couple of games, the press is questioning the character of this team. They're wondering how we're going to react to the adversity. Well, I say it's time to remind the press what it takes to be a Screaming Eagle. A Screaming Eagle is bitter, vindictive, and angry. If that's not character, then I don't know what the hell the meaning of the word is. Now let's go out there and show some character. Let's kick some butt! Yeah!
I'm a motivated coach.
Yeah, I know. I hope someone's writing this stuff down. Howard, what the hell are you doing in my office?
Well, I've got Bob Clifton outside. He wants to talk to you. He says it's got something to do with honoring you.
Well, show him in.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Bob.
Coach, I know you got a game to play. I'll make this brief. You've heard, of course, of the Minnesota Sports Writers Annual Celebrity Roast.
Yeah, I heard about it. So what? Why?
Well, this year, we want to honor your impending nuptials by throwing you a bachelor roast.
You're kidding. You want to roast me?
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a pretty big deal here. Al Michaels from ABC Sports will be the MC.
Michaels.
And we've invited some big-name surprise guests.
Wow! Well, you know I've always been fond of the press, Bob, but you guys.
Does that mean you're in?
Oh, are you kidding? I consider it an honor, of course.
Great, okay. Well, I'll call you when we get everything set.
Okay, hey, thanks a lot, Bob.
Have a good game.
Thanks. Jack, can you believe this? Big-name celebrities flying in to make fun of me?
I thought you said you didn't want a party.
What?
Last night when I offered to give you a bachelor party, you didn't want one. Not when they offered to give you a bachelor party, you're thrilled.
They're not asking me to have a bachelor party, they're asking me to have a bachelor roast.
What's the difference?
A bachelor party is a bunch of guys sitting around making fun of a guy getting married. A bachelor roast is a bunch of celebrities flying in, cleverly joshing you about your impending nuptials.
Come on, Hayden, why don't you admit it? You'd rather be with a bunch of celebrities than your friends.
Hey, we should get up on the field. The kickoff's in about 5 minutes.
Yeah. We'll be right there, Don.
Records.
When I said I didn't want a bachelor party, I meant I didn't want a run-of-the-mill bachelor party with the magicians and pizza and beer and all that kind of stuff. Can't you see? This is a big evening for me. This is a totally different thing.
Yeah.
I mean, why are you making me feel guilty about this? This is going to be a great evening.
You know, my party was going to be a big stink bomb, right?
Why are you doing this to me? If they wanted to roast you, I'd be feeling great about it. I would. I mean, you're my best friend. I'd be proud. Why can't you feel that way about me?
I do. I am. I'm proud of you.
All right. Well, then, let's go up there and win a football game. Just forget about all this, okay?
Just forgotten.
Great.
Like hell it is.
Gentlemen, on behalf of the Minnesota Sports Writers Association, it is my great pleasure to introduce to you this evening's MC. From Monday Night Football, Mr. Al Michaels.
Gentlemen, we are here tonight to honor a man who has redefined Minnesota sports. Unfortunately, I have to talk about Hayden Fox. You know, I'm honored to be the master of ceremonies. I first met Hayden last year at the Pineapple Bowl in Hawaii. And since then, he has absolutely inundated me with phone calls in an obvious attempt to befriend me. Well, Hayden, it hasn't worked. I'm here tonight because I love the way they do the potatoes au gratin. You know, our first speaker tonight is a Hall of Famer, a former Chicago Bear. The very mention of his name would instill fear in the heart of every opponent. He's the greatest linebacker to ever send a quarterback straight to a hospital. Mr. Dick Butkus.
Thank you very much. Well, it's an honor and a thrill for me to be here, too. Those potatoes were terrific. I had a somewhat dubious distinction of playing against Hayden when we were both in college, and he holds a special place in my heart. You know, I've often talked about a recurring dream I've had of hitting a running back so hard that his head pops off and rolls down the field. But what's always troubling is I could never see the face. But tonight, everything became clear. Hayden, I'm happy to announce that face was yours. Good luck with your marriage. Now, I may never have hit you that hard, but I'm sure someday your wife will.
He kills me. What a wit, huh?
I'd like to turn it over now to an old friend of mine, one who you may remember from Police Academy 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And I also think he played a little football, Mr. Bubba Smith.
Thank you. I, too, would like to say how great I thought the potatoes were. So was the chicken, the steak, the fish, the sorbet, the shortcake, the mince, and the flower arrangement. Maybe, but I haven't told my first joke yet. I never had a chance to play against Hayden. Buckus tells me it was nothing special. What I do know about Hayden is that he was an incredible womanizer.
Well,
I just have one question. What woman could get Hayden to commit to marriage? It must be this wonderful fiance we keep hearing about. Christine Strongarm. Armstrong. In all seriousness, I wish you a lot of luck, Hayden, and thanks for making me a part of this evening.
Oh, man, thank you. Thank you for giving me all those thrills. I loved every one of those movies you were in, but
Hayden, how you feeling?
Oh, man, Al, I'm floating. I'm just having so much fun. I mean, you guys are such good friends.
Wait till you see who's next, because this man is Hayden Foxx's hero. In fact, he's a hero to us all. He was known as Mr. Quarterback, one of the all-time great players in the history of the National Football League. Here is Mr. Johnny Unitas.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you. I'd start off by saying I like the potatoes, but I never had a chance to try them. And Bubba grabbed them off the plate with his hands. Hayden, I'm thrilled to be here tonight to honor you and send you into the blitz of holy matrimony.
You, John.
You know, marriage has a lot in common with football.
Sorry.
They both make a lot of strength and perseverance. If you're lucky, there's a lot of physical contact as well. And in the end, if they don't destroy you, you come out as a better man. You know, one of the things I'm credited with bringing to football is a two-minute drill. So I know how to be brief. I understand, Hayden, when you were a younger man, you bought the high tops I wore during the 1958 championship game. And last season, they were accidentally sold at a garage sale. I won't even ask why they weren't in a lighted, climate-controlled trophy case. Anyway, I'd like to give you an early wedding gift, something you and your bride could really cherish. The socks, Hayden. The socks.
Thank you. Thank you, man. Terrific, man. I'm tearing up here.
It's probably the size.
Can I say something?
Yeah, you want to talk? Sure, Luther. Go on ahead. Hey, everybody. Someone else wants to talk here. Luther Van Damme, my defensive coordinator. Hey. Come on up here, Luther. Hey. My best friend for 20 years. Luther.
Hey, hey.
I wasn't expecting to say anything, but I just couldn't sit here and listen to all these guys that hardly know Hayden talk about him without saying something myself. I mean, I guess I know him better than anybody else. Been a lot of jokes made this evening, but I tell you one thing, the big joke is this whole thing. I was supposed to be Hayden's best man. I was going to give him a party, but he didn't want a party. No, he said he wasn't a party guy.
Luth, come on.
Of course, my party wasn't going to be a big splashy affair like this. We weren't going to have a lot of Hall of Famers or celebrities or sorbet, which I happen to know is sherbet. I mean, who are we kidding? I mean, my party would have meant something, though. My party would have had his real friends there. For those of you who care, those are his friends over there in the cheap seats. Well, Hayden, you can get Al or Dick or Bubba or Johnny to be your best man, because I quit.
Morning, Doc.
Hey, Luth.
Obviously, you got something to say to me. Why don't you just say it?
I got nothing to say to you.
You're just going to pretend like last night didn't happen?
Well, obviously, last night happened, but I will tell you something, Luther. Things are never going to be the same between us ever again.
What are you talking about? Of course, you're going to be the same. Hayden, things always be the same. We're just fighting, so what? Doesn't mean anything. They're practically the same right now.
You ruined the biggest night of my life.
Yeah, I was a little ticked off.
Ticked off? Luth, most of those guys were my heroes. You embarrassed me. You humiliated me in front of them.
Sorry.
No, sorry, don't get it! Sorry ain't gonna work this time. What you did last night was inexcusable.
Then excuse me. So when are you gonna get around to apologizing to me?
For what? I didn't do anything.
You hurt my feelings. Why do you think I wanted to throw you a party in the first place?
So you had another excuse for pizza, beer, and balloons.
Oh, I can have that any night of the week I want. Except Sunday. Sunday, the balloon shop's closed. You can get them, but you have to order them on Saturday. The reason that I wanted to give you a party, Hayden, is it finally gave me a chance to do something for you for a change. I mean, when you asked me to be your best man, it was really one of the biggest honors I've ever been given. And then you wouldn't let me do anything for you, and I felt like I wasn't important. I was best man, but it didn't mean anything. I had the title, but I didn't have the power. I was one of the faceless thong.
What?
Thong, the thong. Hayden, a myriad of people. God, you went to college, you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, that's why I did what I did. I mean, I was hurt. You hurt me, so apologize.
Can I ask you a question first?
You may.
If you had these feelings, why couldn't you tell them to me in private? Why'd you have to do it in front of everybody?
Yeah, how am I going to humiliate you in private?
You wanted to humiliate me?
Yeah, so apologize.
Well, as logical a next step as I'm sure that is in your mind, I'd like to go around the track one more time. So here I go. Now, you admit you ruined one of the greatest nights of my life because I hurt your feelings, and none of that was your fault. So one little mistake from me justifies any insane, irrational, destructive behavior on your part. Is that what you're saying?
In a nutshell, yes.
And you think that's fair?
Well, I'm not saying it's fair. I'm not saying it's us. I mean, it's the way it's always been. And to tell you the truth, I'm a little offended. You're shocked by all this. I mean, where in the hell have you been for the last 20 years? You didn't know this is the way it worked.
You're amazing. You know that, Luther?
You're a little amazing yourself. I mean, you go along with it. I tell you what, if it's going to make you feel any better now, this time, I'll be bigger.
Oh, no.
You don't have to apologize. Just don't apologize to me.
No, I mean, now that I understand it, I have no problem with it.
Sorry. See? Now things are back the way they were, yeah. I told you.
No, well, not exactly.
Maybe.
Well, you quit as my best man, wasn't
it? Words. Were those just words? They didn't mean anything. Of course I'm your best man. Come on, you big bear. Come on, you can't stay mad at me. I can't stay mad at you. That's just the way it works. So when do you want to have your party?